You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Neo the Outflanker, who usually sends me HMT articles, has sent me something that I find extraordinarily interesting. Now, let me go ahead and set the stage so you guys can really understand where this article is going. Oxytocin is produced in the hypothalamus, a part of the brain. Females usually have higher levels than males. Very interesting factoid, considering women in this day and age, their oxytocin levels are shot. Why? Because they're riding that good old carousel. And we know women who've ridden the carousel, they do not have the ability to pair bond. So yeah, this is going to be very interesting. Now, this article was published on the 8th of June. Experts predict drugs that replicate the effect of falling in love could be available within 5 years. Ah, that good old term, experts. Experts are always nameless, faceless entities. Why is that term used? To somewhat ease the mind of the normies, the mouth breathers, the knuckle draggers, so they won't question the actual source. But anyway, they provide a fabled boost to romance and featured in comic twists in Harry Potter and Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Now experts say real love potions could be available within 3 to 5 years. Drugs that spark romance may include the quote-unquote cuddle hormone, oxytocin, while low-dose ecstasy could help couple fall back in love. Wait a minute. Hold up. Ecstasy is illegal, is it not? Very, very interesting. A form of antidepressant may be given to lovers who have been dumped. Anthropologist Dr. Anna Machin of Oxford University said certain drugs can replicate the effect on the brain of falling in love. Gentlemen, we know how quote-unquote love affects us men. It makes us stupid. So no. Gentlemen, if a product like this does come out, completely and totally avoid it, because there's going to be severe ramifications. She told Shelton Science Festival, quote unquote, there are lots of ethical questions, but love drugs are certainly on the horizon. She added, we know enough about the neurochemistry of love to suggest some things that you could take to enhance your abilities to find love or to increase the possibility that you will stay in love when it's getting a little bit tricky. So basically, what they're saying is they want to mass produce synthetic oxytocin to keep people in a quote unquote love stupor. Gentlemen, let me reiterate, this is horrible on so many levels, but what does this article truly point out in present day that the relationship between men and women is so bad that they're literally thinking about resorting to synthetic love. It's over. It's over. But here's the key. And certainly one of the frontiers of love research commercially. That right there, gentlemen, is the crux of this whole damn article. Commercially. Can you imagine how much money you would make is in exploring these possible love drugs? So we already know this is going to be a product that is going to be marketed to who? Women. Period. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to read anymore. Nope. We already know. With that single paragraph, this is going to be a product that's going to be marketed to women. Why? Because, as I stated before, women have ridden the carousel so much that they're unable to produce the levels of oxytocin required to actually bond to a good man. This is the society that women, feminists in particular, have fought for. However, they didn't think about the negatives that would come with it. Hey, gentlemen, we already know the overwhelming majority of women out here are sexually liberated. They can do what they want. Guess what? Sit back, enjoy the show. Those same women who constantly ride the carousel, once they hit that wall, what are they saying? Oh, we want a good man. Oh, we want a man to save us. No, that is not going to work. Now, this idea of the quote unquote synthetic love potion, gentlemen, if you're still around and something like this comes out, be extraordinarily wary of any woman who would even suggest taking something like that. Be wary, because modern women are already crazy enough. A lot of these women are crazy without drugs. No. Mm-mm. No. Hell no. Gentlemen, this is going to be bad on so many fronts, especially the legal front. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's just say 7 years down the line, some woman is with some man and she decides to take this synthetic love drug. She goes outright crazy when he says, you know what? I don't want you to be on this. What happens? Guess what? You've seen so many TikToks of women destroying men's crap, women not leaving when men say it's over. Yeah, there was actually an incident, unfortunately, where a woman tracked a guy's AirTag to a bar, and she actually ran him over and killed him. Yeah. All the crazy compilations of girlfriends who, once they've been rejected, once they've been told that the relationship is over, they go outright nuts. But we have a society that condones that behavior. And unfortunately, too many of us men have been brainwashed into believing that abuse from women is actually a form of her showing love. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. But all in all, this is nothing more than another cash grab in the making. And of course, women being the bird brain consumers that they are, they're going to jump all over this. Why? Because feminism has already failed them. The majority of feminist women, they are miserable. So what do they have to do? They want to spread their misery to everybody else. However, another video topic coming soon. Is MGTOW dead? But yeah, I'm going to make a video on that. But however, more men are simply going to exit the dating scene if something like this comes up. Why? Because they don't want to deal with the headache that they know something like this is going to bring. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the social power for a lot of you has gone out. Feminism and all the quote unquote goodies you think you have gone out right along with it. And now we're at the point that they literally are thinking about making synthetic oxytocin for you just to try to get you to be able to fall in love, even though we know that is over and done with. Enjoy the mating market that you've created. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.